term kettle, you don't think it's kettle in the other term.
No.
What about a great big black cast iron thing? Anything like old iron?
I'm calling it a big pot.
Okay.
That's all I'm calling it.
Right. How about something you put cut flowers in?
Okay.
And as when you sit down to eat, you have three utensils.
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay, and one knife, you have two. They have a butter and a regular knife. Then you have two. Okay. And after dinner, someone gets up and says, now I'm at what the dishes?
Do the dishes.
All right, or?
Wash them.
All right, and after she washes the dishes, she holds them under clear water and she
rinses them.
Right. And something you might use in washing dishes to take the food off the plate.
Dish drying.
All right. And something you use to dry them.
I don't ever call it anything. I just use it as a knife.
All right. If you were going to dry the dishes and you couldn't find one of those, you might call your mother and say,
oh,
where is it?
Oh, that's a drying cloth.
Okay, that's fine. And something you use the bathroom for washing the
dishes. Washcloth.
All right. And you dry yourself with
a towel.
All right. And the water at the sink comes out of the
faucet.
So what would you call it in the yard, you know, with the hose to it?
The spigot or the faucet.
All right. How about on a barrel? That'd
be the tap. Now people call the water of the faucet in the house, they call it the tap, and the one in the yard, they call it the tap. Older people refer to the city water, not necessarily city water, but water that comes out of the faucet, they call it the tap water, and things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
You call it a spigot, though, in the yard. Is there another pronunciation that's fairly common around here for that same thing?
Not that I know of.
A spigot at all?
Spigot, yeah. Well,
you say spigot.
I don't know how to say spigot. That could be either one, really.
Okay.
It just depends on how you pronounce, the
okay
word.
Right. And last night the temperature dropped way down, and you might say the water froze, and say then the pipe
burst.
All right. You say we gotta try to keep the water a little warm in there so the pipe won't
burst.
Okay. All right. Fine. Now, this is something I meant. Beer, when it's transported, sometimes transported in a
keg.
All right. Something larger than that.
A barrel?
Right. You know a name for a stand or something from molasses or lard? Something, and they don't have these much anymore. You don't see them much around. They're kind of in old time store, they would put the food and they would put lard and maybe butter or something like that in a display.
Can you think of a mat?
That's okay. I was thinking of a stand, but now if you're pouring liquid from a larger container into a smaller room, what can you pour it through something like that?
A funnel.
All right. And if you're I'll put this under the mic, it's causing that humming. If you're driving a horse, you might crack a whip, all right? And if you go to the store and buy a dozen oranges, the grocer might put them in a
sack.
All right, a tomato.